Welcome into the Jaguars.com postgame report. The unhappy final from LP Field in Nashville, 38-20, Titans over the Jaguars. This was a 14-7 Jaguars lead at one point, but then all of a sudden, it wasn't.
Well, they had the lead. The Jaguars had the lead, and there was a couple near interceptions that Chad Henne had, and then all of a sudden, the tide turned because one near interception actually turned into a real interception for Zach Brown, and then all of a sudden, you had two back-to-back punt returns for touchdowns by Darius Raynaud, and then another pick six by Zach Brown. And, I mean, I know that Nashville's the Music City and everything, and they've got the Zach Brown band, but the Zach Brown linebacker was pretty impressive.
Yeah, two pick sixes, and that was all in a swing of about five to seven minutes of game time, and all of a sudden it was a brand-new game.
Yeah, maybe even not that long. Right. And then the crazy part is that the Jaguars were dominating offensively, and the Titans, to use Green's line, they are who they thought we were. I mean, an offense that struggles, you know, and they had Chris Johnson at running back, who you knew could be a home run threat, but they weren't accomplishing anything. And in today's game, they didn't need their offense.
When games end like this, when seasons end like this, the talk of change happens. A report came out pregame today that Gene Smith was on his way out. What have we found out since the game?
Well, I haven't gotten that confirmed or denied. But I think the telling thing there is that I have not had that denied. So that appears to be the case going forward, that Gene Smith will be gone as the general manager and that they will bring in a new general manager. So that report, you would think, is fairly accurate. And that report also states that the general manager that will be named will determine the future of Mike Mularkey. So I don't know. And until we hear from Jaguars owner Shad Khan, I don't think anybody knows. Mm-hmm. So we're going to know a lot more, I would think, within the next 24 to 48 hours.
How was Mike Mularkey after the game?
Down. I mean, like you would expect from a head football coach that just wrapped up a 2-14 season. And then also, you know, because I brought up Gene Smith to Mike Mularkey, and everybody that I know that's ever spent any time around Gene Smith has great respect for him, including me, because he's a very principled man. He's a very hardworking man. And I don't think anybody cares more about the Jaguars organization than Gene Smith. And Mike Mularkey was obviously down about the game, down about the season, but also down about the report about Gene Smith.
Sure. Well, that's how it happened today in Nashville, Tennessee. 38-20 the final. The Jaguars finished the 2012 season with a 2-14 record.